Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Mike Williams. I'm currently on the call.
Hey, Mike, this is Jules.
How are you? Oh, hey. Oh, Jules, you started the recording. I'm like, how did the recording start? That's new. What's up, man? Good morning.
Good morning, buddy.
How are you? We're the first on the call this Monday, I see.
Yep.
All right, cool, deal.
I'm just getting some coffee right now, so.
All right, cool, deal, brother.
So once we get going here, I'll mute out and then next we come out.
All right, no problem.
How's everything going? You have a nice weekend?
Weekend was good. Very, very busy. The wife's baby shower was this Saturday. So we were doing that for most of the day. I was ripping and running all day long. And then we had to drag all that stuff to the house, go through all that stuff. And Sunday, we went out for breakfast. And then I had to take my son to a birthday party. So we were there for a while. And got home roughly around 8-ish. And, you know, we were going through some more of the baby stuff. And we went to baby shopping earlier that day for furniture and stuff. So it was ripping and running all weekend, brother.
Nice.
But
nice.
All good stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, do those cards while you still have time.
Yes, thank you cards. Right, yeah, we were getting names all together for that. So that might go out between today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so much. Well, it's cool. The big day's coming very, very soon.
What's the big day?
Between July 6th and the 11th.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Oh, man, you're right there at that Denver, right before Denver.
I know. So that, you know, when I brought my ticket, I didn't even think about that. I was like, man, the baby's going to be like 2 weeks old. I'm not going to be able to travel with him. So I'm still trying to see if I can sneak out for the weekend maybe and meet you guys in Denver.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be pretty cool. And yourself, how's things in California? How was the weekend, brother?
Oh, the weekend was good. I spent the weekend meeting up to my wife, actually, for Mother's Day.
Oh, okay.
Because I was sick all last weekend. And I couldn't take her out, and I couldn't do all the stuff that we had planned. So instead of celebrating for one day, I celebrated for 2 days.
Okay, that's cool. I'm pretty sure she didn't mind.
I think it worked into her advantage, even though she was sick.
Nice.
So, yeah, we did that, and then my mom's birthday was this weekend, so I spent a little time celebrating my mom's birthday, and then just spent the rest of it, you know, running a few errands here and there, but mostly just celebrating Mother's Day and taking my wife out to do fun things, to go eat, took her to go get, like, hour and a half massage, and, you know, stuff like that.
Nice. Welcome to the Daily Motivational Call. State your name and where you're calling from. Oh, they're chiming in now.
It's 12:04
the start time. I can see people now logging off at work to go speaking onto the phone and stuff. If you haven't yet, you can switch your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, everybody. This is Deanne from Minnesota.
Hey, welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Who else is out there? State your name and where you're calling from. All right, everybody's still so shy. They don't want to take their name. Right?
You can't put people on the spot like that. Not everybody wants to talk.
Oh, man.
I was the same way, so I'm not going to throw any stones for my glass house.
Oh, man. Well, I hope everybody who is on the call had an absolutely phenomenal weekend. Myself and Jules were just chit-chatting about the weekend. We both had fairly busy weekends. Pretty much with his family the whole weekend. He was actually celebrating Mother's Day a week late.
Oh, what?
Thanks, my business out there.
You have a very understanding wife.
So instead of celebrating for one day, he had to do it 2 days. So, man, double the work. but it's okay. Oh, man. I had to deal with a baby shower this weekend and a kid's birthday party, so I was running around whole weekend and stuff.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, it's all good when you're doing something that you want to do with your family
yeah.
and everything like that.
Yeah.
All right, so it's 12:06 down to the wire. Whoever is on the call, if you want to get a chance to switch your name when you call, you can do it now. If not, it's okay. I'm pretty sure I'm going to ask later on in the call anyway. But like I said, I hope you guys had a fantastic weekend. And it's Monday now. Some of you are off to work. Some of you are back to running your business. And you're trying to kind of, you know, reset your goals. You're evaluating what happened last week. You're telling yourself you're not focusing on what you didn't do, but you're focusing on what you did do, and you're just going to write a new set of goals this week. So whatever you didn't do last week, just focus on it this week. No big deal, but let's not dwell on what we didn't do last week. Let's focus on what we did do and how we can make what we did do better. And that's pretty much just the name of the game. It's about getting better each and every day. To be honest, Jules, I know we spoke last week about a topic, but I can't remember what the topic was going to be. So if you were the intelligent one and actually wrote it down, you can let us know. If not, you know, we can just come off something with the top of the head. You know, it's okay, too.
Yeah, so we were supposed to talk about passion today.
Oh, okay. Well, that's natural, right? Passion is very natural.
Yep.
Passion is extremely important. Jules, it's up to you, Jules, if you want to kick the call off, or, you know, I can do it. It's totally up to you, my friend. I know that you're doing a couple things in the background.
Yeah. You know what? That's no problem. I'm kicking off. I got some notes written up here for passion.
So you want me to kick it off, you said?
I'll kick it off. I'll start it off.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, my friend. Well, the floor is yours. Julian, do your thing. For those who don't know Julian, he's an online marketer, and he also is I want to say IT, but it's not IT.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It is IT. Okay, I know, but it's all technical, and he does this whole cool email marketing thing. Like, he has a really dope job, like something you want to go to every day. He's passionate about online marketing, and so he is a business owner as well as working for a large corporation. So he's going to bring to you the stuff that he does in his daily life to not only run his business, but also to run an office that deals with over millions upon millions of emails every single day. So that's all a big deal. And, so Julian, the floor is yours. Go ahead, do what you got to do, brother. It's Monday. Bring the noise.
All right. Thanks, Mike. I really appreciate that. Hey guys, hey, you know, welcome to the Daily Motivational Call. You know, it's always a pleasure to have you guys on this call. We look forward to doing this call every day with you. And so I'm going to talk to you guys a little bit about passion today and how and why that is so important to what you're doing, okay? So the passion, I mean, you guys already know what passion is, right? It's that feeling of energy, it's that feeling of enjoyment when you're doing something. In a lot of ways, passion is what drives you to do what you do every day. You know, passion is, if you can tap into passion, you're tapping into an unlimited source of energy. When the going gets tough, the tough gets going, and it gets going with passion, right? Passion is how you can push yourself through every single challenge, every problem, whatever life struggle you're going through, passion is going to get you through there. So if you can tap into passion in your business, it's going to push you to a whole new level, a new level that you might not necessarily have gotten to without passion. You might have given up without passion, right? Passion is going to take you to places that your dreams are at, right? Passion will get you there. And so I want to give you a few quotes today. One of the quotes is by Oprah Winfrey, and she says, "Passion is energy. Feel the power that comes from focusing on what excites you," right? So if you're in your business and you're doing what excites you, You feel like you don't need, when you get up in the morning, you're like ready to go, right? It's not this like, oh, I got to get out of bed, you know, I got to get to that place I don't really want to go to. No, you're passionate about it, right? You're working on your business, you're interacting and meeting customers, you're helping change lives. I mean, it's exciting stuff, right? This is stuff that you can't wait to get out of bed to go and do, right? People got to pull you away from other things because you're so doing what you're passionate about. that it's getting and consuming you in a way that sometimes you forget to eat, right? Sometimes, like, you're like, oh, man, I need to go to the bathroom. Right? I've been sitting here for 3 hours, and I haven't gone to the bathroom yet. You know, I haven't stretched my legs. I haven't taken a little, you know, break to, you know, let my body, you know, catch up. Because mentally, you're so in the game with passion that you're just, like, going and killing your business, right? Passion is so powerful, okay? So I want to leave you with another quote here. And it's along with this energy. And it comes from Donald Trump. Donald Trump says, without passion, you don't have energy. Without energy, you have nothing. Right? Because just like what Oprah was talking about, the same thing in Donald, you can see these two people are super successful in what they do, right? Oprah Winfrey, you know, world-renowned woman who has just, you know, toppled, and I would call her the queen of helping people, right? When you think of Oprah, you think of a woman who helped millions upon billions of people who creates dreams because they see her doing it and they're saying, I can do that too, right? That's Oprah. You see Donald Trump, you know, multi-billionaire, real estate king. You know, he's got the apprentice show where he's grooming people. He's got all his real estates. And even this is – Donald's a great person to look at because here's somebody who's declared bankruptcies multiple times, who's had so many pitfalls in life, but yet every time he gets back up and keeps going. And it's his passion that keeps driving him to keep going forward, right? His passion for life, his passion for success, to meet those business challenges that he goes through, his passion that is driving him forward, right? And so if you take passion into what you're doing with your business, or even if it's not your business, if you take passion into what you're doing every day at work in your job, you're going to be so much more happy doing what you're doing, and you're going to have energy to do it. You're not going to feel like you're struggling just to make it to lunch so that you can get an hour break from the misery of the job, right? If you're passionate about what you're doing, lunch is like, I got to take a break. Oh, that's right. I need to eat to fuel my body so I can continue doing what I'm passionate about, right? So passion is one of the most powerful keys to success in life. So if you can be doing what you're passionate about, you're going to be so much further ahead in what you're doing. You know, I tell you, before, I didn't know what I was passionate about in life. When I was a young kid, I was going to school. I took about 7 years to graduate from school. And the whole time, the reason why it really took me a long time was because I didn't know what I was passionate about. I was doing all kinds of things. I studied business. I studied marketing. I studied fashion. I was taking clothing designing classes for like a year. And my friends were like, what are you doing taking these sewing classes and taking all this stuff about, like, clothing, you know? Like, aren't you into, like, computers and other stuff? And I'm like, I don't know, this sounds really interesting and fun, right? And it was great meeting people, but as I got more technical with it, I was like, I don't really want to spend all day sewing clothes. This is not really anything, you know? And so I studied all kinds of things. I studied entertainment. I got into film. I got into film editing, graphic arts. I mean, I've done a whole gamut of stuff to find what I was really passionate about. And I'll tell you, here's the thing and why when you have passion, it will skyrocket your success, okay? So I'm doing all these things. I'm trying to figure out what I want to do in life. And the whole time I've been working in IT, right? I've been working the help desk, and I got a little raise, and then I got a promotion. Then I started working on servers, and then from servers I started working on networks. And I've always been doing it because it was interesting to me. It was fun, right? And I didn't know if I was passionate about it. And I'd studied computer science, and that was programming, and I hated it. And I was like, man, I am not going to be a programmer for the life of me because I hate coding, right? But I like computers, and I like fixing them, and I like working on network infrastructures. But I'm like, yes, I enjoy it, right? The technology, the information, the hours of working on it, all the knowledge and experience that I got, like, I enjoyed it. Like, it was fun to me. It wasn't something that I was struggling to do. When I was learning programming, I struggled every single day in that. Every time I had to go to class, every time I had to write a program, I was, like, dreading it, right? I was like, I will clean the bathroom before I will go code a program, right? Who wants to go clean, right? Nobody wants to clean, right? So I would do things just to avoid programming, right? But if it was like, oh, can you come help me fix my computer? I'd be like, sure, I'll come right over, right? I was ready to go. So it was because I was interested in it. But when I figured out that I could actually have a passion about computers, about technology, in an area that I really enjoyed, that's when things took off for me, right? when I figured that out, I was able to go to school and find a school that was a 3-year program, but I was able to transfer enough credits and then take enough classes to make that a 1-year program, right? That's how driven I got. And now I'm like passionate about it. I'm like, oh, this is cool. I enjoy this. This is helping me get closer to what I want to do. Then from there, it catapulted me into certifications for technology. And the certifications I did, I took me about a year and a half to get some pretty elite certifications. They're Cisco certifications, security certifications, and they're pretty high-end. They typically take people somewhere between 3 to 5 years. I did it in a year and a half. Why? Because I'm following my passion, and I could put the energy into my passion. And at that point, it didn't matter how many hours I had spent on it. It didn't matter if I ate. It didn't matter if I went to the bathroom or not. Why? Because I was so engaged in what I was doing. I was so engaged with the passion I had for the technology that my success with it was catapulting me forward. Leaps and bounds, because it was so interesting to me. I had so much energy to put forth to it, and I was never tired when I went to go and do it, right? And that was because of my passion. And so I want to leave you with one more quote for you before I hand this over to Mike. And that was by, the last one is by Bon Jovi. Nothing is as important as passion. So no matter what you want to do in life, just be passionate. Mike, I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Oh, man. What a powerful story, man. You're getting really good at this stuff, Julian. Awesome story, man. And, you know, when I met you back in Chicago and, you know, when we had our discussions and stuff like that, you can really sense the passion in your voice. When we talked about, you know, you talked about your family and you talked about your job and you also talked about your business. So you're doing a lot of different things that you like and in various different areas. So I definitely tip my hat to you, brother, to keep doing what you're doing. And just, you know, keep sending that passion throughout to others so they can catch that fire and find the passion of their own. You know, it's passion that would allow you to do things that you aren't getting paid for, right? You'll wake up just to do it because you love it. There's a lot of people who are passionate about writing. There's people who are passionate about music. You know, there's people who are passionate about, you know, caring for others. You know, there's people who are passionate about connecting with others and networking with other people. And it may not be paying them anything, but they love it so much because it just makes them feel a certain way. So when we're talking about passion, the things that you have to do have to give you this tingling feeling on the inside. They have to give you these goosebumps when you're performing these different tasks, because that's when you know you have true passion. See, this call pays me no money. Okay? Anybody that I speak to on this call pays me no money. But I look forward to getting on this call because this is what I'm passionate about. I love to speak. I love to learn how to speak. I love to be able to encourage somebody to change their life in some way, shape, or form. I love when people can go out into the world based on some subtle words that they heard from me, and they take it with them. You know, that's how I connect with people, because when you leave this call, not only am I connecting with you, but you're connecting with me because you're taking some of these words and you're going to hold on dear to them throughout your day, or maybe your week, or maybe even a lifetime. I don't know, but that's the goal. That's the goal. That's what makes me get on this call and just talk and raise my voice. And that's what allows me to get on this call without an actual agenda, because I'm passionate about it. Because I know when I start to speak, and, you know, things will just start to flow. The universe will tell me what it is that I need to say, and it will reach out to somebody who needs to hear a certain thing. I just let it go, because that's passion. It's something that I'm extremely passionate about, and I hope that you find something that you're passionate about. And if you have that particular thing, if you have it right now, I want you to understand that as long as you're passionate and as long as you continue to just push through the fire, all your dreams will manifest. Everything that you desire in life will materialize based on your passion. Your passion is going to set off a fire that nobody will be able to put out. To be honest, I think the passion is the fire that nobody can put out. You know, things happen in life that, you know, try to block us. You know, when you're passionate about something, things are going to happen in life that's going to try to block you from getting those goals, right? All of a sudden, you're not feeling as good about what you're doing. Mm-hmm. You're not as excited about it anymore, because you're not getting results as fast as you would like. Or you're not meeting enough people that you want to meet, or you're not connecting with enough people, or you're not getting results fast enough. But I'm here to tell you, as long as you continue to do what you're doing and you do it with passion, this world, this universe, the people in it have no choice but to give you exactly what you want, because they said that that's a person, that is a person that deserves a result. That is a person that deserves to manifest their dreams. It's all based on your passion. It starts right there, deep down in your core. The passion starts in your core. The passion is the way you walk. The passion is the way you talk. Right? The passion is the way you connect with other people. People can see that stuff. They can see it in your eyes. You can see the fire in your eyes. That eye of the tiger, that's passion. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Rocky. I think it was Rocky 3 where Rocky actually lost the fight. He lost the fight to Mr. T. And he just, you know, Rocky was all in his head. You know, he was famous. He had all the money. He wasn't as hungry as he was in the very beginning of his career. So all of a sudden, I can't remember the black guy's name, but he took him to, I think it was Philadelphia, and he said, you got to train with us down here in Philadelphia. We got to take you back to, he actually took him to Chicago. Rocky was from Philadelphia. He took him over to Chicago, and he brought him down to this dungy old boxing gym. I mean, but, there, and there was about, I mean, there was 50, 60, 70 boxers in this old rundown gym, and they were all in there just boxing and fighting and moving their feet around and just going with the flow and just making things happen. Then Rocky walks in and everything stops. All right, so Rocky walks in with this nice, $1,000 jacket on, looking all chic and everything, and everybody's looking at him like, you know, that's Rocky, right? And all of a sudden, I can't remember the black guy's name, but he was like, look, Rocky, he was like, look in their eyes. He was like, they got the eye of the tiger. He said, the first time I fought you, you had that look in your eyes. He said, you got to get back to that look. And that look, that eye of the tiger, is passion. So if you ever get to a point in your business, a point in your life where things are just a little fuzzy, right, they're just not feeling right, you're a little concerned about your results, you're a little nervous about the money that you're about to spend, you're not sure if that money's going to come back fast enough, you're not sure about what's going to happen in your relationship, you're not sure what's going to happen at the job, all of a sudden, what I want you to do is I want you to pause, and I want you to remember what got you there in the first place. I want you to remember what made you pay for the money to get started in the business. I want you to remember why you applied for this job in the first place. I want you to remember right at the beginning what brought you to this place. Even in a relationship, when a relationship starts to get a little dull and you think that love is fading away, I want you to remember what got you there in the first place. What type of love, what type of passion got you there in the first place? See, when we start to convert back to that energy in the very beginning, that excitement, that love that we had for something, even though it didn't put a dollar in your pocket, right? The relationship that you were in, you guys didn't even have dollars in your pockets, but somehow you had all this love and passion and excitement. When you started that job, you were the smallest man on the totem pole. You didn't have much pull, but you had the passion to move up. You had the excitement and the energy to get things done. When you go back to that state that started you in the first place, right? That, and we always go back to what? That reason why. You go back to that reason why. And all of a sudden that flame's going to start to burn. That flame's going to start to grow up. It's going to start to grow faster and faster. It's going to get hotter and hotter. And when I look at you, I can say, man, this is a person who's excited, who's passionate about what they're doing. This is a person that's going to get results. This is the person I want to work with. This is the person I want to hang with. Right? It's the passion. It's the passion that keeps the smiles on your face. It's the passion that keeps you in the gym. It's the passion that just keeps you going day in, day out. You may not be getting what you want, but it's the passion that's keeping you, that's allowing you to hold on to your vision. It's the passion, like Julian said, that's getting you out of the bed, even when you don't have to. See, it's passion that makes you move, even when you don't have to. This isn't even about when you don't want to. It's when you don't have to. That's passion, right? You don't have to do these things that's not going to give you results right away, but you do them anyway because you're just passionate. You love it. It's your thing. So, guys, I encourage you to go out there today. If your flame's a little low, I encourage you to go back to day one. So what got you started anyway? When that passion first arised in your heart. When you started to first build that passion for what you're doing, I want you to go back to that day. Hold on to that day. And then I want you to look at everything that you have to do today and this week, and I want you to tackle it with all the passion and love that you possibly can. Because when you press forward with all that passion and love, can't nobody stop you. Can't nobody stop you from getting the results that you want. Can't nobody stop you from materializing your dreams, guys. This is Mike Williams. I want you to text motivation to 77948 for updates. Text motivation to 77948 for updates. Today is Monday. I'm going to see you guys again tomorrow, Tuesday, at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Myself and Julian, and we're going to bring the heat again. But I want you to go out there, like Tony Robbins says, I want you to go out there and live with passion, guys. I love you. Have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place. Later.
Yes.